On January 13th, a Russian-flagged cargo ship called the Saint Confidence unloaded 20 containers in Suva that were promptly whisked away to Queen Elizabeth Barracks. Amid mystery and rumors, Defense Minister Timochi Natuva finally told Parliament that Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama had arranged the purchase of rifles, machine guns, and military vehicles on his visit to Moscow in 2013. He also said the deal had to be kept secret because, quote, you don't have to go around calling out to people that we are providing ammunition to Fiji. The battalion of UN peacekeepers represents a substantial fraction of Fiji's military force of 3,500 men, and their current weapons are out of date compared to the arsenals of the Syrian, Lebanese, and Israeli forces in the same area. But there are also reports that the shipment includes tear gas and other non-lethal munitions that seem better suited to crowd control. Politics in Fiji have been volatile with four military coups since 1987. Frank Bainimarama led the last one in 2006, then was elected prime minister 2 years ago. Opposition groups argue the military remains in effective control. Last week, after Parliament voted to suspend the National Federation Party on a technicality, opposition leader Ro Temumu Kepa wore a black ribbon because, she said, democracy, if it's not already dead, it is dying. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.